The top five at five.
If I stayed at home and just took it easy, the persecution of Donald Trump would stop immediately.
A criminal investigation has launched into former President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. New York City's mayor is aligning with Republican lawmakers, demanding a special session of the New York State Legislature to repeal controversial bail reform. The feds say the Biden White House plans to again sell off millions of barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserves. Industry experts are predicting a major drop in home prices as inventory sits idle due to inflated prices and increases in borrowing from the Federal Reserve. The court ordered overturning of Democrats' gerrymandering of election maps has led to a big loophole, giving voters more time to switch party affiliations. The U.S. Justice Department is investigating President Donald Trump's actions as part of its criminal probe of efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. That, according to four people familiar with the matter. Prosecutors who are questioning witnesses before a grand jury, including two top aides to former VP Mike Pence, his lawyers and others in his inner circle, who sought to substitute Trump allies for certified electors from some states Joe Biden won, both spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation. Here's Trump at the Turning Point USA Student Action Conference over the weekend.
If I renounced my beliefs, if I agreed to stay silent, if I stayed at home and just took it easy, the persecution of Donald Trump would stop immediately. It would stop. But that's not what I will do. I can't do that.
In addition, a Justice Department investigators in April received phone records of key officials and aides in the Trump administration, including his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, according to The Washington Post. A New York City's mayor, Eric Adams, on Tuesday joined GOP lawmakers calling for an emergency session of the New York State Legislature. They want state lawmakers to address New York's spiraling crime rate.
I hope that just as we had a special call to return to Albany to deal with the ruling on right to carry, I believe that Albany should consider coming and revisiting some of the violence we're seeing of repeated offenders. And we need to be clear on that.
Adams' comments came after a 12-year-old girl and a 16-year-old boy among nine people wounded by gunfire in a series of shootings across the city late Monday. Last week, the state legislature's Republican minority leaders called for a special session to repeal controversial bail reform laws following the attack on Republican gubernatorial candidate and Congressman Lee Zeldin during a campaign event near Rochester. The alleged assailant, David Jacobonis, was automatically released without bail and then rearrested. New York's Governor Hochul in Manhattan yesterday said, as of now, there is no discussion tied to calling lawmakers back to Albany. The White House announced Tuesday that the Department of Energy will sell 20 million more barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to lower gas prices. This marks the fifth such sale that President Biden has authorized. The White House continued to blame disruptions that were posed by Russia's invasion of Ukraine for high gas prices. Here's President Biden.
Gas prices have dropped every day this summer. That's more than 40 days in a row. We now have 40,000 gas stations in the United States where the price of gas is $3.99 or less. How do we get the price down? Well, a new report today shows that our plan to take oil out of storage, put it on the market, played a big part.
Republicans slammed the White House after previous sales from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves were made, and it was made known that millions of barrels were being sent to Europe and Asian countries, including China. When Biden took office, gas was only $2.39 a gallon. Sales of new single-family homes plunged by 8.1% to 590,000 units in June. That, according to a new Commerce Department data that was out yesterday, it's the lowest level since 2020. Ian Shepherdson, a chief economist at Pantheon Macroeconomics, told the New York Post single-family listings sitting in the market are up some 40%, all due to a major shift in sky-high prices and rising mortgage rates. And he's predicting a major shift to lower home prices due to the glut. Taylor Marr is a chief analyst for Redfin. He spoke to the 77 WABC Early News about the sluggish housing market.
Competition is declining. homes are sitting on the market for longer, homes aren't getting as much, and really a number of sellers are having to drop their price at a record level right now.
According to Pantheon's calculations, home prices are 15 to 20% overvalued, setting the table for major declines. Well, New York's redistricting court decision did more than split the state's primary election to two separate elections. A loophole allows registered voters to change their party affiliation up until and including on primary day itself, with the second primary in New York State set for August 23rd. Michael Ryan, executive director of the New York City Board of Elections, spoke about it on Katz at Night, hosted by 77 WABC owner and operator John Katzimatidis.
It sounds like we're just going to have to ride it out because we received the guidance on the change of enrollment for the August 23rd primary from the State Board of Elections today. So that's a signal to me that there's probably not going to be any additional changes.
Under state election law, the deadline to change one's party affiliation, normally February 14th.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.